and Hillary Clinton's campaigning appears to be paying off. The polls show the Democratic race has tightened. In fact, a new Pew Research poll finds that Barack Obama's lead among Democrats has disappeared. Andrew Kohut is the president of the Pew Research Center. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
And by disappeared, you mean a 47-45 lead for Obama over Clinton, which is what you find is so close as to be a virtual tie.
That's right. And just 3 weeks ago, it was 49% Obama, 39% Clinton. A major slippage powered by an even greater role of both race and class in the patterns of the answers. Clinton's lead among white Democrats who did not attend college was 10 points in March. It's 40 points in the current survey.
So Barack Obama has not made a dent in that demographic group that people said so much in Pennsylvania he should have to make improvements there.
The numbers are going the other way. Now, it's important to keep in mind that this survey was conducted before the reemergence of Reverend Wright at the National Press Club and on PBS, but follows Obama's loss in Pennsylvania and the controversy surrounding his remarks about the bitterness of people in small towns and so on and so forth. And we see some slippage in his image. His image is still very good, but we see a modest decline in it across the board. But what we don't see, even though Hillary Clinton has made gains, is any improvement in her image. In fact, in some respects, her image is worse than it was when she was 10 points behind.
Honesty, for example, is a commodity where she's not doing well. She's going in the wrong direction.
She fell from 65% in March to 57%.
People who say that they associate her with that.
Right, and the percentage saying that she's a phony among Democrats who are voting for her or say they would vote for her in increasing numbers went from 29% to 36%. So Democratic voters are very conflicted about these candidates. They're feeling worse about each of them. They're feeling worse about the nature of the race. 51% in this poll say the fact that the race is not settled is a bad thing for the party. It was only 41% a month ago and 27% in February.
Now, you've talked a lot about white voters. Among black voters, Hillary Clinton's numbers look like what a Republican polls among black voters.
That's right. The black vote since South Carolina has gotten behind Barack Obama. It stands behind him not only in the primaries, but now in these national polls. Voting along racial lines and along lines of education and income is very apparent in these primaries.
Now, it's often said that the Democratic campaign at this point has come down to the superdelegates. The past couple of weeks, Barack Obama's done pretty well with superdelegates, but which candidate can look at polls like yours and say, here, look at that, you Mr. Wavering or Miss Wavering officeholder and superdelegate, you should come our way because this is the smart way to win.
Well, there does not seem to be an electability advantage in this poll for either Clinton or Obama when matched up against McCain. Just as a month ago, both best him by a 4 or 5 percentage point margin, a very small margin. But the dynamics of these matchups are quite different. Clinton does better against McCain among base Democrats. She gathers 81% of support versus 77% for Obama. But Obama runs a much better race among independents. He gets 52% of the votes of independents against McCain. She only gets 44%. So each of them on overall comes out about even, but comes out about the same in different ways.
You speak of matchups between Clinton, McCain, Obama, McCain. It's May 1st. Historically, even polls about that from May say much about where things stand in November.
They're not good indicators per se, but they give you some sense of what we can expect over the course of the campaign. This one looking to be a much closer race than we expected.
Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, thank you very much.
You're welcome.